see. I regret that things have come to this. I wouldn't say that it wasn't my intention for you to find out like this, but in a way I secretly did. I just couldn't go on how things were, and I think it's for the best. You just make me so angry, and I need to vent to you somehow, otherwise I will only humiliate you further. You will not like what you are about to hear, but you're gonna hear it anyway. I hate you. Point blank, I fucking hate you. I haven't always, but you just focus too much on trying to please me that it has gotten boring. Where's the passion that we had in the beginning? The truth is that sex with you is so unfulfilling. I can't remember the last time I orgasmed with you. I mean it. I faked it. For at least the last year. Obviously, when you gave me oral, it was real, but that's because I don't have to look at you. It's all you are good for, actually. I think that's why I demanded it so much. If your mouth was permanently attached to my pussy, then we might have stood a chance. It's when you wanted to put that pathetic excuse for a cock inside of me that things just got boring. I mean, God, you are just so pathetic. What's even more sad is you just kept going on and on as if I was enjoying it. It was cute in a way. You just couldn't touch me deep enough or fuck me hard enough. You're really only half a man, to be honest. I think now is a good enough time to admit that, yes, I did have sex with Philip. I know you probably feel betrayed by the whole thing, but who can blame me? He is taller, hotter, has amazing muscles, and has at least a good 3 inches on you. He fucks me like a real man. He goes in and he makes me know that I'm being fucked. He goes as hard and as fast and as deep as I want him to, something that you obviously never could accomplish. I have a few more confessions, so I hope you'll keep reading long enough to hear them. Philip never used a condom when he fucked me. You know that time when you turned up unannounced and I was flustered in a robe? I think I said you had caught me masturbating. Well, guess what, fucking genius? Philip was there. He had literally just came inside me when you knocked. That's the only reason I felt somewhat wetter than usual. Also, we got drunk one night, and he came on your toothbrush. It was funny, but I felt guilty, so I rinsed it off the next morning. I didn't do it properly, though. Part of me wanted you to taste him. Philip is a real man, so he can do things to me that I wouldn't let you. Anal, for instance. I know that you and I had tried, but it was so fucking awful. But when Philip and I are fucking, he doesn't beg me for anything. He tells me that it's going to happen, and I have to obey. You know, he comes on me a lot. He says he gets turned on coming on my face. You know, I don't see much of a fuss about it, but he says it gives him some ownership over me that you never had. I am sorry for these things, C, but you must understand that they are self-inflicted. You don't get anywhere in a relationship by just being nice to a girl. You have to own her, rule her, and tell her that she has to obey your every single word. I'm getting turned on by the thought of Philip and mine's sexual adventures, so I won't keep writing for much longer. He is everything that you weren't or ever will be. He has been my man for the last 6 months, and you only ever have been my little boy. I pitied you, to be honest. I just hope for your sake that you find a sexually inexperienced girl and that you can be happy together. If you see me in the street, please keep walking and don't make a scene. I don't want you to feel like you have something to prove to me. Because, see, you don't. Goodbye, and best wishes for the future. I.